Well, I don't know when the first time was I ever met this guy, but I know I liked him from the first time I ever met him. I'm talking with Eddie Bailey today. And Eddie, before I begin this, condolences on the loss of your brother Carl over in Rochester. I saw that in the South Bend Tribune, and I said to my wife, I want to do something on that family, because this is a great human interest story of the family of Seaburn and Icy Bailey that came up from Kentucky in the late 30s. And all these kids made such a success and contribution to Stark County Living. Seaburn Bailey was one of those that starved out down in Kentucky, in the hills and hollers of Kentucky. The Depression was hard on everybody, but it was more than hard for the Appalachians, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. They didn't have nothing down there. There weren't no work, no nothing. So he moved up here in 1937 and brought the family up here and worked on the farm and that. And I was born up here in 1937. I was the first one of the family born in Indiana. All the older ones were born in Kentucky. And then me and the rest of the younger ones was born here in Indiana.
Remember your mom and dad for us.
They were special. They made sure every Sunday they took us all to church. We went to church from the time we was born till we left home. We had to go to church and that. They took good care of us. Made sure we was honest. That's one thing they stressed. Be honest and work. Be a givers. Give anytime you could give. Give to people.
And they must have taught you to be plungers too. To hey, look, if you've got something that you want to do, go for it.
That's right. It says don't let nothing hold you back. Just go for it. Take a chance and do it.
Furniture business, car business. What are some of the other businesses the Bailey children got into?
Oh, we've been in a little bit of everything. Restaurant business, mobile home business, car business, auto store business, motel business, trailer park business, furniture, appliances, storage units. You name it, we've been in it.
Your dad came up here, went to work for the Craigmile family, as I understand it, and it was pretty soon after he came up that they noticed that he had a real knack with the help with the other workers there, put him in charge. What type of farm work was done?
Oh, they raised mint and potatoes and corn and beans and that, just normal farm work that they did here in Indiana, you know, in our area. They raised mostly potatoes and mint and corn at that time, and soybeans.
The Bailey children weren't lazy, were they? Dad insisted on hard work and farmed you out to go to work at an early age, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, we had all had to work. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I started at 9 years old working for Richard Gumps, weeding onions and mint, and we worked 10 hours Monday through Friday, and Saturday we worked 8 hours. Now,
pretty big money too.
Yeah, I made 35 cents an hour.
Now, did you go into business before you went into service, Eddie, or did you go in after you came back?
Oh, it was after I got out of the service and that, and I was worked in a factory at North Chudden, Flintcoat, for I think it was 4 years. I worked down there. That's where I was working when I got married, in the factory. Yeah.
I know your mom and dad were both awfully proud of you kids, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, they was really proud of us. I'll say that for sure.
I remember a story, and maybe you can tell me more about this story. I remember Beach telling me the story about the Black House and the White House.
Yeah, just the houses that we lived in, and when Dad first moved up here, they were furnished to us by Craigmile. He furnished the place to live. The one I lived in that, when I was 5 years old, it burnt down. That was the dark house, or his old house. Then we moved over off of 35 in what we called the White House.
And the Black House was called that because it was tar paper.
Right, just tar paper on the outside. Yeah, that's right.
Eddie, thank you for talking to me today. Thank you for bringing some pictures in and help me do part of the history on the Bailey family. The Bailey family means a lot to us here in Stark County. Came up, pulled themselves up by the bootstraps, and oh boy, look at them now. Eddie, thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome.